Blog Talk
Radio. What's going on, everybody? What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, and back at you again. For the first time, I will have a guest on. A guest calling in. We gonna get that going. We gonna talk about World Series Cubs. Yes, they are in the World Series. They had their first game yesterday. We're going to talk about the history of that. We're going to talk about Cubs and what they actually bring to the table. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. But that's going to be our main concern, our main topic. Them Cubs. I got to say, even though I'm a Sox fan, you know, I'm proud of them. So, it should be a great show. And, you know, on this rainy Chicago day, we kind of need some positive talk. We're going to see what's happening. But I'm happy to be with y'all, as always. BlogTalkRadio.com/BroLivesRadio. Becoming fairly big. I'm hoping to get more people on. I'm hoping more people go and subscribe to the show. We definitely want to get some people on. I believe in this radio station. I believe that we definitely, if we put in the time, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great showing, and it's always going to be a positive showing. We're definitely going to get into some Chicago stuff. Talk about, hopefully we can get to talking about the violence in Chicago streets. And we'll see where it goes from there. But definitely happy to do this. So we're going to try to get this man on. One of my homies from back in the day. See what happens. We're going to see if we can reach him. One quick second here. Oh, man. Always fun. Every time I do this, man, I'm learning. And I'm hoping it's not seeming so janky. But sometimes it does, and that's just the way it works. But it ends up working out for us at the end of the day. So I'm happy about that, regardless. So I didn't get a chance to see the first game. Of course, I know they lost because there was nobody out celebrating yesterday, which kind of signifies that they lost. And I'm not sure what they can do. I know my bro K-Down would know because he's a huge Cubs fan, so he know what they need to work on. And also my homie that's coming on the show, he know what they need to work on. So I think, like I said, I support them all the way, regardless, and I just want to see them win. You know, I want to see any Chicago team win, even if it's supposed to be rivals. We'll see. Try and get this thing on. Alright, so what I'm going to do is give him the number to call, call in, we're going to see if we can get him on. Definitely excited to talk to the man. We're going to see if we can get him on. Right now, though... also speak to you on the NBA season that just started. Of course, with the season just starting, I noticed that the Cavs beat the Knicks with Rose in the game. I heard he did pretty well. That's always good, you know. Even if he ain't in Chi-Town, I mean, he not from Chi-Town, so I rep him. I know K-Down might feel a little differently about the man right now. Maybe not every status, but his current status. But I know he actually is probably appreciative that he got shipped somewhere else, because he mainly wasn't really working out here. I liked him, you know. I appreciated the time that he spent here. You know, I think he revamped the Chicago Bulls as far as that team goes, and I think he does well in this sport. Definitely got to put in more time, of course. Hope to see him for many, many years to come, but we'll see what happens with that. Heard they lost by a fairly good margin. So, it happens, though. I'm looking forward to seeing the Knicks versus Chicago. I kind of want to go to that game. I just think it's going to be entertaining. And it'd be nice to go see a Bulls game, because I haven't seen one in a couple of years. It's been a minute since I think the last time I went to see a Bulls game, Randy Brown was on the court. Yeah, if you don't know who that is, I'm not surprised. It's been a couple of years. So I'm excited to see what the Bulls going to do this year. They did fairly well in the preseason. It was 3-4. Now that it's down in the nitty-gritty, I know they're going to be trying to improve on all records. Goal is, I'm hoping that, I think they're going to be probably like the number 3 or 4 seed in the NBA, just because, you know, the NBA ain't going to make it easy. So I think they're going to be 3 or 4 in the East. And hopefully I get to see Jimmy go into that All-Star game again. He didn't get too much playing time last year. But I'm hoping he will get a lot of playing time this year. Of course, he is number one on the team now. And you got Rondo, you got Wade, you got the older Wade. But that's good. I think he's vintage. I think he can definitely do what needs to be done on the court and off the court. I know he's going to be staying healthy as possible, trying to make it through the whole season. Rondo the same. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, working on trying to get homie on the show. A little technical difficulties here. Also, you know, the Bears are not doing too great this season. I'm hoping they are able to pick up the slack. Maybe not finish as great as they could have, but, you know, at least finish on a high note, you know, maybe a couple of wins, and we get into the end and half of the season. So we got it. I mean, we still got a while to go, but definitely want to see some improvement on those guys. So, it'd be nice to see them really win a game. You know, they've been so close in these last couple of games to a win. And I think we'll see with Cutler coming back how it works out. I think he's a really good quarterback. He was one of my favorites when he was on the Broncos, although there was talks that he was having problems with him as well. But I liked it. I liked the way he played. He played with strong content, and I don't know if he just lost his way, he lost his passion for football, I'm not sure, but he got to find his stroke of genius, I would say. get my print off still. Let's see what's happening. What would a radio show be without technical difficulties? This might be a two-part episode. I'm hoping I'm not talking through both parts by myself. I will if I have to, but I'm hoping I'm not. Also, this week we're going to try to get a few more Cubs fans on and some people that are known throughout, you know, my friend group and a couple other places around Chicago. Chicago hero type things. I know they know their way around the city. Alright. So, man's zone. But don't hear him yet. I think he gotta unmute his stuff. Hello?
Can you hear me?
There we go. Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
What's going on, man? How you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Yeah,
good, man. Good, man. It's just me. Couldn't get my bro in today, but next time. Got
okay.
A very special guest. My big homie. Jimmy Jam. Jimmy. How you feeling today, bro?
Pretty good. Trying to get out this damn traffic, but other than that, life is good, man. I'm enjoying it as I go, man. How you guys feeling? How you feeling over there, man?
I feel you, man. Man, I'm good, man. I'm just trying to work out the kinks, man. You know, starting this up, you run into a whole lot of technical difficulties, but I make it work, man. I find a way to make
Sorry,
it work.
Man. Brick by brick, bro. Brick by brick.
So what's happening? You on the road traveling right now?
Yeah, I'm out moving on the south side right now. Got to go to the rail yard, pick up a trailer, and then shoot down to Louisville, Kentucky. Nowhere far, but just got to get out the city, man. It's bad over here, man. It's weather, there's traffic, man. It's hard to move around.
I feel you, man. I completely understand you, man. Ain't that true. So if y'all don't know, it's my homie Jimmy. We go back. As far as elementary school, met him in there, good-hearted man, reconnected through Facebook. I don't know if you want to give us a little bit of background. He was always cool. I don't think I never had a problem with this man. Maybe now.
Nah, man, we was...
You know, sometimes he be talking reckless.
we grammar school, man, you know, it was... I don't think anybody had a problem with anybody. I mean, it was – everybody was good friends. We were kids. And, we were just enjoying life, man. It just, you know, every day was every day. Had a lot of fun, a lot of good memories.
Yeah,
dodgeball and basketball and chasing each other outside.
Oh,
man. And 20-something years ago, man, how life changes.
I know, right, man?
Now you're old as hell.
Even imagine myself doing something like this, man, is weird, man. It's almost, you know, it's unbelievable to me, you know what I'm saying? I was never expecting myself to do anything like this. I was never expecting to really reconnect with nobody either, you know what I'm saying? But I guess thank God for Facebook in most cases.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you do what you love, man, you know?
Yeah, man.
You do what you love, man. It's good. I'm happy for you, man. Do what you do, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm going to get it out of there, man. But, we rose through the rankings, Alki Elementary, which is pretty much the same nowadays, man. I've been past there a couple of times, man. Ain't nothing really changed.
Oh, is it?
They still have, they still got one rim. I ain't going to say not much really changed. You know, they got a nice little kid garden, you know what I'm saying? They definitely changed the playground around a little bit, but for me, I guess, ain't nothing really changed, you know what I'm saying? Once they put that other rim up, we see what they talking about.
Right, right.
yeah, but I see I seen a couple of the people that used to work there. And say what's up to them every now and then. But for the most part, it was fun. I know after that, I went to Lincoln Park High School. I'm not sure what you ventured off into.
I went to Clemente, man.
Oh.
I went to Clemente.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was out of there freshman year. I was in there, and then, you know, Clemente's Clemente. And I ended up going to another school after that.
I feel you.
I went to Richards, man, the same high school Dwayne Wade went to. When I went in.
Oh, okay.
When I went in, he had came out like the year before that or 2 years before that. So it was a lot of hoopla over there,
man,
about that high school. Yeah.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun at Clemente, though, man. We used to go up there. I played football, man. That was my thing. I played football.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a little problem with authority, so, you know, I wasn't on the team nothing but like a month. But I did play, like, you know, I had a group of friends. We always played outside, like at the park, you know, or at the woods or whatever we would play. But
oh, yeah, backyard football. That's where I got my stripes. I tried to do football in school, but moms weren't feeling that. I was lucky enough to actually get into the freshman photo, even though I ain't play a lick of football. but that's always funny to me. But that first time I played the little backyard football, man, it taught me something real, man. They don't play out there. And I did track. Of course, that didn't work out. It's hard being a big guy running. It just don't work out for you. So, had to move on from that. Basketball was always the ultimate goal, but that didn't work out either. I couldn't get no taller than 5'8", so, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
That don't really work out in sports.
I always sucked at basketball. That was never my thing. I was always garbage at basketball for some reason. I just could not get the damn ball in the hoop.
Hey, you, man. You ain't had to worry about no sports, man. You had what majority of us, man, wanted at a young age. You had the women. So,
you had
ain't
what?
Need sports. You had
you
the
said
women.
I had what?
So you ain't need sports, man.
Oh, no.
The women.
Oh,
you know.
Man,
you had the women, man. So while we was trying to get right with sports, man, you had the women, man. That's one thing I do remember in elementary, man. Hey, they loved your ass.
Just friends. We were just friends. You know, a lot of friends. That was about it.
Oh, man.
I always wanted to play a little bit of basketball. I always sucked at that, man. But baseball and football was I was always a little better in those aspects, in those areas, but yeah. What about them Cubs though? How about them Cubs?
Oh, them Cubs,
man. Let me get a clap one time for the Chicago Cubs.
And you know, I don't rock with them as much, but I give it up to them, man. They made it, man. I'm proud of them. You know, Chicago. Period. I'm always proud when we have something going on. But hey, I'm gonna let you know. If y'all win, man, I'm going to need y'all not to wild out like y'all usually do, man. I'm going to need y'all to keep it on a safe level. I know that's too much to ask to some of them fans, but I need y'all to keep it on a safe level. Y'all already went crazy with them just going to the World Series. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you know what? It's crazy as most, you know, the media does a lot of media-ish things, and they do a great job of making things seem real cloudy. You know, there was only like 2 arrests that night, right? It really wasn't that bad. I mean, there was a couple people that were kind of wilding out, but, you know, through all and all, there was only 2 arrests. You know, it was a lot of drunk people, but nobody was getting belligerent. Nobody was getting violent, beating nobody up. None of that was going on. So, you know, even if the World Series was to happen and we actually won, I kind of really don't see us, you know, you know, going that route. I mean,
I
I'm not going to
y'all
be there.
Celebrating,
you know,
sir,
I'm not into
know?
That environment.
I know, for me, man, whenever I ran into a Cubs fan that I didn't know, man, it was always, you know, which team you claim and all that. And I'm like, man, you know, I'm indifferent, man. Hey, whoever win. That was until, you know, my homie took me to one of the Sox games. I'm like, you know, okay,
yeah.
You know, I see what this is about. Because beforehand, when I used to watch baseball, I'm like, man, what is this, man? But, hey, for a guy, if you ever want to get into baseball, take a woman with you. Take a nice little woman with you. Definitely, if she know the sport of baseball, you definitely going to love it. Dallas of the game. That's how I got into baseball. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was able to go with a nice little homie. Just friends, because she'd kill me if I say different. But that's what got me in baseball. That's what got me into the Sox. So that's why, you know, them Sox fans be okay. But I haven't went to a Cubs game yet. I think I need to get at least one in, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that violate any rules or anything like that, but
kind of.
You know, maybe I see if
you
I
know,
can
but it's cool, though. I mean, you know.
Town rival.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I actually heard that they don't even do the cross-town rivals on the weekends no more. They do it on the weekdays now when people actually got to go to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ugly out here,
no,
but.
No disruption.
Yes, I mean, you know, I haven't been to Wrigley in a while. You know, a lot of people that are Cubs fans, they're Cubbed out. You know, the Cubs could do no wrong. I really don't care for that. You know, that park over there. I really don't care for the fans too much because Cubs fans are, it's a drunk bunch, and I'm really not.
Yeah, man.
Really not my environment, man. I don't like being around a bunch of drunk people, and that's – yeah, I'm good, man. Bears, that's a different thing, though. I could be around drunk Bears fans. Drunk Cubs fan, though, nah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Good.
Them fans that be having issues when we take a L, man. Did you catch that video on – I think it was a Jaguar game, man. Dude got
bust
off of, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, y'all out here serious, man. Y'all had to let them know, I guess.
You know about the old man?
Yeah,
the old man and like two or three Mexicans? You know, the thing that threw me off with that video, what threw me off about that was like, you know, was that Bears fan a dickhead? Absolutely. You know, you sitting here getting all wild over that. Like, relax, bro. Too old for all that. But then,
right.
Like, what threw me off was that he went off and threw one of them Mike Tyson uppercut hooks. And this dude in the mouth, and I think the guy fell, right? Didn't he fall?
You know,
I think he might have knocked him out.
He slipped up, but he came back up kind of quick. And then, like, his homie
by the time he got up.
Hey, man, it's real out here.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. Like, you know, it's an old-ass man. You talking shit. It's like, he old, this is an ad. Dude put his hands on you, and he basically baptized his ass. Bow! Dude fell on the floor, and then his homie had to get in for him and, you know, hit him with a two-piece.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought that was kind of whack. Like, it was like, your homie was talking that smack, and he's just an old man, even though the Bears fan was drunk or whatever, or he was on some bullshit. Whatever the case may be, why you got to jump in, though? Like, it could have been a one-on-one. So, kudos to the old man for not backing out.
You know the rules done change, man. But we gonna get to that later. But I am happy for the Cubs, like I said. As you know, took a loss yesterday. Took an L. And how do I know? Because at the job, everybody was coming in very quiet. And I knew some was a miss because that's just not Cubs fan style when they win.
Oh,
man. You know, as far as I've seen, and I ain't getting no text from my brother talking about, yeah, you see that and all that other stuff. So, yep.
Yeah, I mean,
let's go from here. When did you start getting into Chicago sports?
You know, it's in my blood, man. You know, Chicago native, grew up Logan Square, Humboldt Park area. It's just what we do, you know. You support the home teams. I remember I was when I was a kid, you know, I used to be a Patriot fan because of the colors, red, white, and blue. You know, Puerto Rican flag was red, white,
right.
and blue, so that was my team. And then talking to my old man
Right.
told me, you know, he schooled me, dropped a couple jewels on me, and let me know, like, yeah, you know, we from Chicago, this is the team we supposed to rep. And then from there, it just evolved into a whole fandom, you know. Just I love my city teams, and the whole thing as far as the White Sox and the Cubs, the way I aligned myself with the Cubs when I was a kid was, again, because of the colors, red, white, and blue. And then,
right,
you know, as I got a little older, it just seemed like that was, you know, that's the team I was supposed to be rocking with because, you know, we were more on the north side. And, you know, I had a couple cousins that were Sox fans. Didn't make no sense to me because they ain't from the south side, but whatever. And, yeah, I mean, sports is really big in my neighborhood, my community. Sports has always been a really big thing, man. It's a daily conversation. It's always a hot topic, and it's always on the TV in the living room. That's what we watch. That's what we do.
Okay. Yeah. Any memorable moments? Like, you know, like, man, that's what made me really feel like, you know, this was always going to be my team. Like, that
man,
was
my
a
first
crazy
Cubs game, man.
Type of thing.
My first
yeah,
Cubs game.
First
man.
Experience.
My dad
yeah,
took me to a
first,
Cubs game.
First game experience is great, man.
Yeah, my old man took me to a Cubs game. Me and my brother. This was back when my father was a Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's I'm not really sure he's a fan of nowadays, but that was back when he was a Cubs fan. He took me to the Cubs game, and it was good, man. You know, you pull up to the park, you pull up at Wrigley, and it's a lot of history, and you see all the new people,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's just you're excited to see the players, and then you start going through the tunnels, and then you start seeing the concession stands, and then when you actually walk out and you see that field. You know, that's when it's real, man. You see the ivy on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's real, man. And I think from that experience right there, just kind of, you know, it was etched in stone on that day. Like, I shall be a Cubs fan for life. And that's what it's been.
Okay.
Good experience, man.
Now,
great memory.
Here's how it works on this show. We only get about a good 30 minutes on the show, so I usually do half an hour segment, but I told myself you are actually officially history for me because this is my first interview, so of course I'm going to do a part two with you, so you know, people get to know more about you, get to hear you know where you come from and everything like that, so of course I'm going to have to
appreciate
drop you right now. I'm going to give you that call back in a couple of minutes and we're going to kick this thing, we'll keep it going. As always, this is my boy Jimmy interviewing him. This is Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul, and I'm going to talk to y'all in a quick second. I'm going to holler at you, man.
Bye, man.
All right.